But first, following a story we brought to you in last week's Business Beat, President Obama submitted his 2013 budget proposal, and it calls for no construction funding for a planned livestock disease lab in Kansas. Harvest Public Media's Brian Thompson reports.
Kansas State University was selected in 2008 as the site for the nation's premier animal disease laboratory. The National Bio and Agro Defense Facility, or NBAF, would replace the Plum Island Animal Disease Center located just off the East Coast. News that construction funding is not part of the president's budget proposal drew a swift reaction from the state's political leaders. The entire Kansas congressional delegation and Governor Sam Brownback, Republicans all, issued a joint statement vowing to do whatever it takes to see the cutting-edge high-security lab through to completion. But for opponents of NBAF, like Sylvia Beeman of Manhattan, the news is, if not vindication, at least validation.
There's so much power behind the proponents that we've felt very small.
Beeman knows it's much too soon to declare victory, but her cause no longer seems hopeless.
Well, it doesn't look really good for the NBAF, and from my viewpoint, at least it looks like a lot more caution is going into it if it ever will be built.
Despite repeated attempts to get an explanation from the White House or the Department of Homeland Security, which would oversee NBAF, the only response was an email from the Office of Management and Budget. Spokeswoman Meg Riley wrote that the administration asked a year ago for $150 million to begin construction. Congress allocated one-third of that amount, which Riley says is not enough for construction to get underway. With spending limited by the Budget Control Act of 2011, the White House is launching a comprehensive assessment of the project. They plan to review cost, safety, and possible alternatives to the current proposal. The joint statement from Kansas political leaders calls that review needless and a waste of taxpayer dollars. Freshman Congressman Tim Huelskamp represents the largely agricultural 1st Congressional District.
Plum Island is still slated to close. They're not going to go do a site selection. They just want to make sure in this funding climate that this is the best path forward. There's critical research that must be done to protect our nation's food supply. The threats do not go down because we don't fund it.
Huelskamp says the president's budget proposal is only the first step in the process. He expects Congress to eventually allocate money for NBAF to move forward. Meanwhile, work will continue at the construction site, according to K-State spokesman Jeff Morris.
It's really not stopping anything that we're working on now, because we're already proceeding with some of the site prep and some of that work. So it's not like everything just comes to a halt. There's lots of things going on, and I'm sure that the federal government will proceed with that until they get a budget approved sometime this year.
Morris says the $50 million allocated by Congress last year is still waiting to be spent. That money is for construction of NBAF's central utilities plant. Congress put a hold on that money because of concerns about the initial risk assessment released by Homeland Security. An updated risk assessment is expected in the next couple of weeks. That assessment will have to be validated by a committee of the National Research Council before those funds can be spent. That will be next June at the earliest. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Brian Thompson.